Welcome to the Skin Crest Clinic Dermatology Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Praveen Banodkar, consultant dermatologist practicing in Mumbai at Skin Crest Clinic. I thank you for joining the podcast that covers everything related to skin, hair, and nails. I'm going to talk about something which is very interesting, that is how to build a skincare routine. Having a great skin depends on a number of factors, and the most important factor being following a proper skincare routine. There are a bewildering number of opinions or options on everything from how to moisturize and how to protect yourself from ultraviolet rays. Ultimately, caring for your skin is the ultimate mantra for rejuvenated, healthy, and a youthful skin. Results of the skincare routine depend on the hard work you put in that routine. It also depends on the quality of the product used. With any skincare product, always apply in the order of consistency, from the thinnest product to the thickest. For example, a cleanser, a toner if you use it, serum, and then a moisturizer. Let's talk about cleansing. Our skin comes in contact with environmental pollutants, dirt, and other factors each day that should be gently removed. Wash your face twice daily with a gentle cleanser, that is in the morning and at night, to avoid clogged pores, dullness, and acne. Take it easy with exfoliating scrubs. Use them in a limited frequency, maybe like once in 15 days or once in a week if your skin is extremely oily. Avoid them if your skin is very sensitive. Secondly, comes to toning. Applying a toner with a clean hand is the most efficient way. Just pour a few drops of toner on your palm and then swipe it onto your face. Using toner with acids should be discouraged in sensitive skin types. You should know your skin type and therefore ask your dermatologist. Preferably use the toner at night. When it comes to serums, there are many options. Hyaluronic acid that works to prevent the moisture loss, vitamin C that helps to brighten the dull skin, then there are retinols, peptides, and vitamin B3 that are available that increase the production of collagen and elastin, which helps the proteins in the body that prevent aging, lines, and skin sagging. Then of course you have niacinamide and moisturizers to calm the redness and irritation by reducing the inflammation, and they also improve acne with its antimicrobial effects. Then it comes to moisturizers. Essentially, moisturizers assist in preventing the water loss through the outer layers of skin. In a humid city like Mumbai, the need of moisturizing is less. However, if you're doing lasers or facials very frequently or using harsh products on your skin, then the requirement of a moisturizer increases. The texture of your moisturizer will differ depending on your skin type. Oily skin types, you would require a gel type or a water-based moisturizer. Dry skin types would require a cream-based moisturizers. And finally, you have the sunscreens, which can either be a chemical or physical forms. Please note that sunscreens protect you from ultraviolet radiation, and now they protect you from infrared radiations as well. There are mainly two types, a chemical and physical sunscreen. It is best to use a physical sunscreen with a newer nanoparticle technology, as it prevents the irritation. Details of sunscreen requires a detailed discussion, and I would definitely discuss it in the next podcast. Know your products well, get your recommendations from your dermatologist and dermatologists alone. If a product claims to be non-comedogenic, it means that it shouldn't clog pores or trigger acne, either by occluding the skin, blocking glands, or irritating the hair follicle. Typically, the fewer ingredients a product has, the easier it is to determine whether it might cause reactions or not. However, at the end of the day, always take guidance from your dermatologist. Hope you enjoyed listening and gathered some valuable take-home messages in today's discussion. Thanks for tuning in. For dermatology appointment, you can send us a WhatsApp on 9867-955-944. Take care, stay safe, and stay healthy.